bring on our guest, Ian Robinson. Ian is the new owner of Pete's Pops. Ian, did you buy coffee anywhere this morning?
No, try and make our coffee and tea at home whenever I can, save a couple bucks.
All right, that's good. Spoken like a true entrepreneur and business owner. So let me just kind of tee up the topic here. Pete's Pops sells more than 100 flavors, just amazing flavors, really unique variety. Obviously, these wonderful frozen treats. They're made right here just outside of downtown Milwaukee on Valete Street. You have stores in Whitefish Bay location, West Dallas, and
Bayview,
right? And you're at events and festivals all across the area. Started by an entrepreneur, Pete Cooney, who was a founder, owned it for a long, long time. He was looking for a transition, maybe to move on to some additional things in his life. You were thinking, all right, I need a new business. Why popsicles?
Why popsicles? That's a question that took many late night conversations with my wife and with our family. But first of all, thank you so much for having me on.
Of course,
it's a pleasure
course.
To be here. Why popsicles? Yeah, I think there's a lot of reasons for it. Definitely that and. Definitely ones that my family members wanted to get a detailed answer on, so I made sure I didn't completely lose my mind when I told them I wanted to buy a popsicle company. But some of them are great right away when you tell them that. They're incredibly encouraging. They're the spark of motivation to have me go out and do it. But some needed some more convincing. So I think the biggest reason specifically for this brand and pops in general is just it embodies positive energy, and that's what I needed in my life as much as I could at home and at work. So it's hard even on a bad day to hold a popsicle and have a frown. So that's what I found all summer long. I've never worked harder in my life at anything, but it was just such a pleasure to work with all the customers this summer, and so much positive feedback from people. Everyone's calling to schedule events, or they're seeing you at a cart at a farmer's market, and they're just happy, and they're excited to either give their kid a pop or plan an event, a birthday party, whatever it might be. And it's just energy and excitement. And I do think another part of it is I think there's a lot of memory tied to food when you're a little kid, especially. I have a vivid memory of when I was young. I don't even know how old. And my dad taking my brother and I probably go an errand to the hardware store or something. And he just pulled into the mini golf course out of nowhere. And then after that, we walked across and got an ice cream. You know, he has no memory of this, but I remember it vividly. Yeah. And I think that I like the idea of being able to you know, have people walk up to a window or a cart and have kids have that same memory-driven experience that they'll remember when they're 36.
So. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, popsicles, ice cream, it has that type of emotional attachment, for sure. So what opportunity did you see for growth? You know, analyzing the company as you kind of went through the process, what opportunity there that did you see that, like, all right, this is the business I need?
Sure. I definitely think, I mean, this brand, we talked, you know, we weren't able, while we were going through the process of deal making, we weren't able to talk too openly about it, but the people we did, you know, bring up the brand to, everybody knew it. Every single person, you'd see their face light up. They knew Pete's Pops. They had a favorite flavor, and it was just a Milwaukee staple at that point. And once we did just a little bit of research, we saw how incredibly valuable the brand was to Milwaukee, and we thought, okay, well, my wife and I have a background working for a franchise and growing that business.
Okay.
Can we apply some of those same things, that experience, some of the things we learned, and start to branch out, take it a little bit further, maybe go to Madison, down towards the Kenosha area where we live, just to take some baby steps and see, since we're already in those markets, can we open up some new pop windows? Can we do more events? It seemed like a brand that, and that's a lot of what we talked about with Pete in the process of, you know, him vetting us and us deciding if it was the right move. Was he was looking for people to honor the brand and keep the foundations in place, but then take it to a new level. So we felt
I want to talk a little bit about that when we come back. You know, you have a really unique storefront in Whitefish Bay on Silver Spring at the old Fox Bay Theater, selling popsicles out of this kind of theater box office. How's that location doing? And do you see more of those in the future? And then do you have a path to getting into stores? Obviously, that's a different business, but I want to talk to you about those plans when we come back. This is The Upswing. The new owner of Pete's Pops, Ian Robinson, joins us. It's back. The Sidex Creepiest Bathroom Contest. Is your shower and or tub space looking like something straight out of a horror movie? Well, Here's your chance to get a full makeover valued up to $10,000. All you need to do, take a picture of your shower and the tub space, and then text the word creepy to the WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Submit your picture, and you could win a full conversion from our friends at Sidex. It's the Sidex Creepiest Bathroom Contest. For contest rules, visit our website at WTMJ.com. And maybe your bathroom isn't all that creepy and old. Who knows? Maybe it's kind of in between. I don't know, but that's okay. You still might be in a market for a new tub, new shower, or conversion. So send that picture anyway and have some creepy fun with it for sure. All right. Back to popsicles. The business of popsicles. I love it. So Ian Robinson is the new owner of Pete's Pops. So price per popsicle. You're looking at what? What are you charging at the stores?
If you buy it at a store, it'll be $4 a pop. We did start to introduce some more fun specialty flavors that took a little bit more effort to make, and we bumped up those for specialty price of $5, but we try and keep that as low as we can.
All right. So you're selling out of 4 locations right now, and obviously that, and then you have events, you have catering per se. I'm guessing one of the plans is, hey, can we do this on a retail level, maybe local, maybe scale it regionally, maybe nationally? Is that something that you're analyzing?
Definitely something to think about down the road. I think right now what we've found a lot of success is with partners that put our branded freezers in. So nature centers that do kids camps during the summer are very successful. We had an agreement with Betty Brin Children's Museum to put a freezer there. So we like that level because it keeps it special and keeps it local. If we get to a point nationally, we want to focus on that as a potential outlet for us. We would approach that. But I think right now I like the idea of not being in the big stores and keeping that smaller feel, specialty feel.
Yeah. Because you walk down, it's kind of like the frozen pizza aisle. There's just frozen pizzas forever. And same with the frozen treats, right? You have the big national brands. You got Johnny Pops. That's positions as a smaller brand, but this is a huge brand. Yes. You have Good Pops, and obviously Unilever owns the Popsicle brand. So if you get into that space, what would be your strategy to kind of compete in that arena?
It would be tough. I worry because we have such high quality products. I worry most about having to water down the products to meet a price point for a grocery store. So I think that's a problem I haven't really thought too much about. I think a lot of the value we offer in our products, the pops are very unique flavors and they're local or regional. So I like keeping it that way for right now and keeping that excitement over them so that when you see it at a cart, it's not like, oh, I saw it at a grocery store and at this farmer's market. It's only there. So I think when it comes to competition, that'd be a totally different business model that we haven't really put together quite yet.
Yeah. But
also not our main focus.
Yeah. Okay. And you make all the popsicles right here on Village Street. What's that team there and how many people are in that process?
Oh, it's in the dead of summer. It is a hopping place in there. Yeah. So I think we ended up with around 78 total employees in the middle of summer.
Okay.
So you walk into the production facility and we're bursting at the seams there, but it's packed. I mean, we're running people. Yeah. They're making the popsicle, the base. That will then get molded into the pops, and then we have a big wrapping machine that wraps them all up so we can box them. So you got people in every single room working. But then once schools go back in session, all the college employees are back there, and it feels lonely, but we're still clipping along as much as we can.
All right, very good. So I love when I finish a Pete's Pop, you see that many popsicle brands do this on the stick. There's a message.
Yes.
On Pete's Pops, it's always keep pushing. Like just onward, upward, on the upswing, right?
Yes.
Always. And that's it's motivational.
Yes, I think so too. I think it started keep pushing. We're pushing the carts around. That's where the brand started. But now I think it's just, keep pushing through whatever you got. The struggles, I live that every day. There's always business struggles. We just keep pushing and it's going to work out in the end. So I like that tagline and we'll definitely keep it.
Very good. Ian Robinson is the new owner of Pete's Pops. Quickly, Ian, about 10 seconds. What's a new flavor that you really, really just need to do?
we're playing around with a lot of flavors. I'd love to see the Summerfest fruit punch get out there a little bit more. We made a special one for that, and I love that flavor. It's not like the kids' fruit punch. It's more of a adult flavor profile. So I'd love to see that pushed out more.
Very good. All right. Keep pushing. Congratulations on the business purchase.